Blog Talk Radio. Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to Psychic Readings on Sunday with your girl, Linus. How's everybody doing? I hope that you've had a good week. I wanted to apologize for last Sunday that I wasn't here. I have food poisoning. I mean, it took me out for about 3 days, but I'm better now. I'm one of these people that has a sensitive stomach, so if something's not cooked correctly or clean, trust me, my stomach will let it know. I used to have it really bad in my 40s. Not anymore now, but it looks like now when I get it, because I'm older, boy, it takes me right down. But I feel good today. I'm happy and I'm on cloud nine. So you're listening to Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914, and as always, one question per caller, and every ninth caller gets a free reading from me for 1 hour, $60 value, so we're going to keep up with that. And in the chat room is open. Moderator Miss Nina is in there. Miss Nina is also the manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, and she's a Reiki master. Ha ha. So you got it good all the way around with her. So you can ask questions of her as well in the chat room. Let me see what else. I don't have any announcements. Oh, I do. Tomorrow is the new moon, the 25th. So you know when the new moon transpires, as it comes in, make a list of things that you want to come about in the next, I think it's 9 days the moon is around. Or at least put it in there, you know, make you a little list. Brenda used to tell us that all the time on the new moon. Put it out there, make a list of what you like, promotion or peace of mind, whatever that it can be, but you know what's best. So make a little list, fold it up, put it away, and hopefully most of those things will come true for you. Now, as always, you know, I start the show with a prayer, and then I begin the calls. So this week, because it is the new moon starting tomorrow, why don't I do a financial prayer so that we all get blessed financially, okay? First thing up is that which is sent to us that is not for our highest good, be it returned to the sender, so shall it be. Love opens all portals of money and let it flow constantly for us with no beginning or ending here and now. Love blessings pouring out from known and unknown spirits and past life, present life, future life, from all dimensions of time and space. Love, so be it. Thank you. So shall it be. Now I'm going to do something a little bit different than I've done before when I get through with a prayer. For all y'all that are listening, or either if you're, you know, in the chat room, hold your hands up high, both your hands, not up in the sky, but, you know, hold your hands up. And we're going to do the Lord's Prayer. So what you're doing is actually lifting yourself up toward heaven. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Forgive us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. So shall it be. Thank you. All right, I think we're ready to begin. Now I feel pretty good. How about y'all? All right, well, the first call up is area code 978.
I'm not the ninth caller.
No, you're not the ninth caller. You're the first caller.
I know. I was hoping I'd be the ninth. I guess I called in too early. Hey, Linus, it's Kathleen. How are you?
Hi, Kathleen. Doing great. Oh, and listen, let me tell everybody. I'm on a new system today, so everything's working good so far. Thank you, God. Let me know if you don't hear me, but as long as you hear me, that makes me happy.
No, it's fine.
Wonderful. Okay, so what can I do for you today, Miss Kathleen?
Well, I had words with Joe, this guy I was seeing, and he really pissed me off, and I came back big time and said things. I haven't heard from him. The thing is, he got child support, and he got child support. His son's not going to college, and so now he has an extra $700 a month. Well, for the past almost year, he's just come over here on Saturday nights and planked his fanny on the chair and never took me out. And I complained about it because he was going to go out with his buddy Saturday night, and I called him and renamed the book. Do you think there's any future for us, or I'll be hearing from him?
What I got at the beginning of your conversation is that he knows explicitly how you feel now. So you probably won't hear from me for about 3 months. When you hear from him again, it'll probably be around October during Halloween. But right now, how he feels is like you made yourself explicitly clear, so he knows where he stands and he knows how you feel. So, no, he won't be calling. You won't hear from him for about 3 months. And like I said, just prior to Halloween, you'll hear from him. He'll call.
And what's going to change, though, then?
He's got some things that he needs to clear up. And also, he knows that you're not going to put up with
bullshit.
With the way he's been treating you. No, well, okay. I just want to say the way he's been treating you, he knows that that's not going to fly anymore. You made that real clear. So when he contacts you in 3 months, hopefully he's got his act together and he approaches you with respect and honor and not just complacent. You understand what I'm saying? Like, oh, well, I know Kathleen. I'm not worried about it, blah, blah, blah. No. If he's going to come back in your life, he's going to have to come back with respect and honor towards you and listen to your needs and want and you know, how you want the relationship to continue on. So
is he worried now?
I'm sorry?
Is he worried now because of what I said?
No.
No, he didn't. Oh, it didn't faze him at all.
Yes, it fazed him. Don't know, Kathleen. It fazed him. He knows perfectly clear how you feel. If he thought any other way before, because he was complacent the way he was treating you, now he knows. So that means either he steps up to be the man or the companionship that you're looking for, or, oh, well.
And do you think it would work in my favor? Do you think it would work in my favor that it will work out in October? Because why would he call?
Touch base with you, see what you're doing.
Oh, nothing serious, huh?
No, he's just calling to touch base with you. See how you're doing. He's gonna talk to you and try and feel you out and see where you're at then, at that point in time. But right now, you're not going to hear from him. Like I said, it'll be 3 months.
Okay.
So
all right, Lennis.
Okay.
Well, honey, you have my number.
Yes, ma'am, I do.
Okay, doll.
Yes,
take care and thank you.
You're most welcome
okay.
And have a wonderful Sunday.
Okay, you too. Thank you.
You're welcome. Area code 816, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jessica.
Jessica?
Yes.
Okay, Jessica, how are you doing today?
I'm good, Ariel.
Terrific. Doing great. What question may I answer
okay.
for you?
Yes, I have a question. So someone from my past about 3 or 4 years ago has resurfaced, and we both have, you know, gone through life since then. And I just want to know if you see any kind of future with this person or if I should just cut him off.
Okay. All I need is just the first name of the gentleman.
Can it be anonymous?
Well, if you want me to connect to a spirit, I need a name for the angel to go to.
Okay.
Just his first name.
Brandon.
Okay, good enough. Okay. The first thing I got is flippant, and he makes me nervous. Flippant attitude.
Oh,
nervousness.
Okay.
What I'm getting, he is self-centered. It's all about me, myself, and I. He's into himself right now, almost like conceited, you know. Whatever that I want to do that makes me happy, then I'm going to do it. If nobody else doesn't like it, oh, well, I don't care. So that must be the flippant. The nervousness is like you're not really looking at yourself. He isn't. You know, it's like he's on the path of bad decisions. So I'll put it like that. You are not a bad decision, believe me. But he's all about himself right now. He's very centered around himself. That's why I said conceited. Like, it doesn't matter who, female, friend, relative, or whatever around him. It's all about me. There you go. That's where he is. It's all about him. Is that fair? No, it's not. Is he ready to open up and allow people to come in like the song says? What is it by Aretha Franklin? Ain't no way for me to love you if you don't let me love you. How can I love you? That's him.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He's not ready to be loved or in a relationship. And he feels good about that right now. Maybe that's why I felt the flippant. He feels good about it. It's like if you talk to him about his attitude, it'd be like, oh, well, and...
Yeah, well, the thing is, I've been kind of confused about it because I feel the same way. I just came out of a relationship, but, like, whenever I hung out with him, he was coming on so strong, and it was just weird. And I was like, I don't know if I'm ready for this type of...
No, no, Jessica, that's not you. You know that's not you. You know that's not you. You know the kind of person you are, mentally, spiritually, and physically. You know that's not you. Why you want to go backwards? Continue forward in your life. So you got out of a relationship. That's okay. That wasn't for you either. You need a man that's going to bring you peace. Right?
Okay. Right.
Am I correct?
Yes.
All right. You want somebody to bring you peace in your life, not a bunch of problems and drama. Because I'm going to tell you, anytime a relationship starts on drama, it will end in drama. If it starts out, you're as friends, it's peaceful or whatever, and it develops and it's good. But if there's problems already there, it's not necessarily that it's going to change because you stepped into the picture. You know.
Right. Well, there wasn't. It was totally friendship type thing. No problems to report, you know, right now or in the past. But it was, yeah, totally friendship type thing, and I just don't know if I want it to be further or not, because I'm not sure.
No.
Okay.
I'm telling you, no. Who's Jim? I'm picking up Jim. Who is Jim? Jim, James?
James is an ex.
Okay, I'm picking him up in the background behind you. I don't know what that's about, but I'm picking him. He's smiling. He's standing behind you. I don't know what that smile means. It's just a smile. So I'm not picking up that he's going to call you or whatever. Maybe he's just thinking good thoughts about you. If so, that's good.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a beautiful thing. That's what I told you. You're an outstanding woman. But anyway, okay. Well, I picked up him just smiling.
Okay.
So.
All right. So just cut him off. Cut him off. Be done.
Yeah, I mean, if you want to continue as friendship, There's nothing wrong with that. Anything other than friendship, Jessica? No. Okay?
Okay.
I don't want you to get hurt, honey. So just keep it as friends. And you know what? Do things to make yourself happy. Love yourself. Unexpectedly, somebody's going to show up in your life. But for right now, I want you to make yourself happy, whatever that is. Enjoy a good meal. Go out and laugh yourself crazy with some friends. Eat a big bowl of ice cream, whatever. Make yourself happy, because as you're doing that, the other guy will come in that's going to make you happy, but it's going to be unexpected. So it's nothing for you to look at. But while you're making yourself happy, that person is coming along and noticing you. Okay.
Right. So you do see him hurting me if it continues further.
Yes.
Okay.
N-O. Big N-O with an exclamation mark. I'm telling you, this man will hurt you. Not physically, but mentally. And I don't think you need to go through that. You just got out of a relationship. You don't need to be hurt again. You need to be loved and be at peace. Okay?
Right. Okay.
All right,
well, thank
Jessica.
You.
Jessica. All
thank
right.
You.
Love you, too. Have a wonderful Sunday.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye. Area code 201. You're on the line with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network.
Hi,
who's
Linus. This?
This
is Courtney.
Hi, Courtney. How you doing?
I've been better, I guess. I think, my life is kind of in a rut right now. I haven't been in a relationship for about 2 years. I've been actively looking for 2 years. I've been on every dating site possible. I've been on the craziest type of dates possible. I've seen the craziest type of guys that I never want to speak to again. And I still kind of just find myself alone on the weekends. All my friends have things to do with their other friends. And I'm just really lonely. And, I mean, I developed a crush on my personal trainer, which I know will never happen. And I'm, like, friends with his girlfriend, which is even more weird. So I guess I'm just trying to, like, figure out when I'm going to meet my twin flame. It's just, like, I've been waiting for so long and trying, and then even when I stop trying, because people are like, oh, stop trying, you know, it'll come to you if you don't think about it. I'll stop, and nothing comes to me, and I'm just still alone.
So you're not a very patient person, are you?
No. I want to be patient, but, like, when you just sit alone by yourself all weekend, it's like, it's sad. Like, your mom goes out, your mom has a boyfriend, she's with him, your sister has a fiancé. You sit at home with your cat. Like, it's sad.
Okay. First off, Courtney, two things. One, I want to find out why computers came up. I kept seeing computers, but maybe that was the online dating you've been through. Secondly, you don't need to compare your life to anybody else's. You are Courtney, period. You're not your mother. You're not your sister. You're not your best friend or your cousin. You are Courtney. All you need to make happy is Courtney. So that's the second thing. Don't compare yourself. Now, as far as your love life and what to come, well, you know, when you quit trying, your friend is right. Don't look. When you stop looking is when it comes about. And I'm going to tell you a real quick example. You could go to the store right quick and say, oh, throw a headscarf around your head, some old T-shirt top on, and a pair of jeans, and you look like crap, and I'll be darned. Here's this good-looking guy or a guy that grabs your eyes and you think, oh, man, I would like to talk to him, but I just don't look like I want to look when I meet somebody. Hey, that's when it happens. It doesn't necessarily happen when you're dressed to the tens and your makeup is in vogue. It's when you least expect it. It's also when you're blessed. It's when you least expect it. You want something to happen, you finally just give up. Just like, forget it. I'm not going to even care anymore. And all of a sudden, boom, there he is. So this is what I want to tell you. You're going to meet somebody in a situation like that, that you're just going to be maybe out with your friends or running to the store, and you're not going to look your best, and that's when you're going to meet this man. Now, when you see this gentleman, I'm going to tell you, he's blonde hair, blue eyes. He's broad shoulders. His build is a little funny. It's like he's smaller at the bottom part from his waist down, and he's real broad on the top, almost like a bodybuilder. But anyway, when you're not looking, you'll meet this man, and it's by a fluke. It's actually a fluke. That's what I'm saying. You're going to, you're just running out the house for a minute and come back. But this guy catches your eye. At that point in time, like I've told women, when you see somebody that interests you, strike up a conversation. If it's nothing but, hi, how you doing? Or do you think you know where the celery is in here? Or, you know, you're a woman. You know how to use your womanly ways to get your information or find out something like instant food real quick about the gentleman, whether you want to pursue it or not, to exchange phone numbers or whatever it is. But it will happen when you least expect it. And he's a good guy. Don't you should see changes very quickly here in September. Yes, you've been patient, but, hey, we're here like a blink of an eye, a second of a time. But in September is when I see that you're going to meet this guy. Right now I'm getting a Walmart, Starbucks, and like a neighborhood grocery store. So those are the three places that the angels are showing me right now where you'll run into this guy. And you will know it, Courtney, and I'm going to tell you why, because he – something about this man captures your attention. Okay? Something about him captures your attention. But in the meantime, you know what I want you to do? Make yourself happy. Don't look for other people to make yourself happy. That's a bonus in life. Make yourself happy. Love you spiritually, mentally, and physically, and you won't be saddened about what other people are doing. Because believe it or not, once you get out there and say, you know what, I may be by myself, but I'm gonna go to this music festival, and I'll be darned, Courtney, why do you start meeting all these people or new friends or associates? You don't have to have somebody to be with you to enjoy your life. You know what I'm saying? That's a bonus. Men or women, whatever.
When I meet people sometimes, it's like we're friends and we're out, but then, like, when it comes to, like, weekends and stuff like that, I'll see on, like, Facebook or Instagram, like, they're all hanging out, and it's like, I wasn't invited. You know what I mean? So, like, I am happy, but I wish I had someone else, someone to, you know, lay next to you at night and talk to. I don't need a man to make me happy, per se, but I am happy with myself, but I would be happy with companionship.
There you go. I agree with you there. Who's been?
Who's who?
Ben, B-E-N, Ben. As you were talking, that name came in front of my face. Who's Ben?
I don't know.
Or Benjamin? Maybe Benjamin, you guys calling Benjamin or Ben? Or Benny?
No.
Okay, that name's coming up.
I went to high school with a Ben.
Okay,
well,
you're gonna see this guy in about 3 days.
3 days.
Okay. 3 days you will see this guy, Ben. Benjamin, Benny. Yeah. Okay.
And
I don't know,
are we going to be friends or?
Angels are just telling me you're going to see this guy in 3 days. How it will evolve or whatever is up to you.
Okay.
That'll be up to you. And try and find some activities, like I said, that you can enjoy. Because trust me, sometimes when you go out by yourself, you meet gobs of people. You know what I mean? It's just like, I hadn't thought about that idea. But anyway, yeah. Yep. All right, Courtney, I got to move on. I got folks waiting.
Okay. I'm sorry about that. Thank you so much for all your help.
You're welcome. Things are going to get better for you, honey. It really is.
Thank you so much.
Have a wonderful
week.
You're welcome.
Thanks, you too.
Area code 559, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Well,
thank
hi,
you for
Linus.
Your patience.
Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn?
Gwendolyn.
Gwendolyn. All right. How you doing, Gwendolyn?
I'm doing fine. I'm just trying to fight a little cough here.
Uh-oh. Leave them cigarettes alone.
Hello. Thank you very much.
I can pick up, you know.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
They're like, okay, it's time. It is time. I wanted to thank you so very much for your help. A few weeks ago, I had talked to you and another young lady, and you both advised me to do something to find out, to see if these people were my true friends, and I found out they weren't. So, basically, they're out of here. They moved out, and I have nothing to do with them. And I was like, okay, well, I knew that, but I had to just truly see. And it was true. They weren't my true friends. But I've been having this real weird feeling with, I don't know how to explain it. People, there was a gentleman that he used to be my boyfriend when I was really younger, maybe about 30 years ago. I'd just been feeling like I wanted to talk to him. So my cousin and I got on the computer, and we looked him up, and I already knew where he was. So when I said, no, I'm not going to involve myself with that, and I'm going to leave that alone. Next thing I know, I'm on the computer playing my little game, and lo and behold, another gentleman I knew requested for me to be his friend, and I went, what? And I haven't talked to this man in almost 30 years. What is going on with this 30-year thing, you know? So I just kind of like, we're laughing about it. My cousin and I said, no, this is nothing to laugh at. It's been troubling my spirit. Why are these people just coming out of nowhere? What is going on with my life? I don't know what direction to go now. And I'm not used to this. I'm used to, you know, I don't know. I don't like it. I feel irritated.
Well, sometime I'll tell you, Gwendolyn, when people come back in our lives from the past, sometimes it's to finish something or closure.
Yeah.
Or sometimes it's just to test us and see, are you still vulnerable or have you grown up and this is the person that you've become now? So it's not necessarily in your spirit. It could be in theirs, which I'm feeling it is in theirs, to bring closure. It's to bring closure, and also just curious about what you're doing in your life right now, you know, that they're coming
right
around. So it's nothing I wouldn't get worried or anything about. I'll put it to you like this. If you want to be bothered, that's your free will and choice. If
right
you don't, that's good too, either way. But that's all it is. Sometimes, like I said, people will come back for finishing up whatever it was. It could be karma. It could be closure. It could be, like I say, sometimes people come back, you may think it's good, and they come back just to see if they can get over again. You know
right
what I mean? Or like, no, what worked 30 years ago is not working now. I'm not that person. I'm a different
right
person today. So,
right,
you know, you want to look at it, you know, look at it all the way around. But I would say for you right now, you're enjoying yourself with a peace of mind. Yeah, you are.
Yeah, I do have a peace of mind. Thank you, Jesus. I asked for that
yes
a long time
I
ago.
I can feel that. Mm-hmm.
And
well,
I'll tell you what,
you got a couple of cousins that you're close with that really, really, really love you, and they enjoy
yeah
your company. While you're out and about with them, just enjoying, there's a man, you think you know him, but you don't. He looks real familiar to somebody else in your life, but it's not him. It's almost like, my God, I'm seeing a twin.
Uh-huh.
This other guy, I believe, has died. He's passed on. So while you're out with your cousins and you see this guy, it's kind of haunting at first because you think that it's him, and you know it can't be because the guy's dead. That's why I said you get like, God, he's got a twin or whatever. Now, don't, I'm not trying to creep you out, but he's back. When you see this guy, it's not the same guy, but it's the same spirit. And he wants another chance with you. When you see this man, talk to him. Don't just readily give your phone number out or anything, but just talk to him. You're going to know this, Gwendolyn, what I'm telling you, because you're going to feel it. when you see this man, you come tell your cousins, like, oh, my God, that can't be, you know. But, yes, it's a different person, but it's the same spirit. He's in this man now.
Well, what
and
do
he
I
wants
do?
Another chance. He wants another chance with you. What you going to do is have a conversation with him. Have a conversation.
I can't have a conversation with any man right now because
well,
I'm...
Well, no. You guys are out, and you see this guy, and you will. You'll go up to him. I can see you go up to him and ask him, say, do you know so-and-so, so-and-so? And he'd be like, no. And, you know, you'll say, well, God, you know, you really look familiar. A friend of mine from back in the day, and I was just curious if you were a relative. And he's like, no, I don't know them. And you just start a conversation. This
oh.
man wants one more time with you. He's good. He's a good man. I'm picking up really good. He's got a round face. He's medium, light-skinned it. But he's got a round face like he could be a Cancer. And he's got gray, a lot of gray. Sometimes he wears his head bald, and sometimes he lets his hair grow. He's got curly hair, but sometimes he shaves it all off. So he can wear it either way because he's not bald. He just chooses to be bald. You know what? This is going to happen in 2 weekends. It's on the weekend when you meet this guy. So between the last weekend of August and the first weekend of September, you should meet him. It's like you guys are out. You and your cousins are out and about like festivities. Some festivities. I don't know if it's a family reunion, somebody hold a barbecue, something in the park, or a concert. And that's how you see this gentleman. Okay?
Okay. Wow. That's someone from the past? Is that what you said? It was someone from
yes
my past?
Yes and no. That's why I want you to listen to what I told you. It's a different person, but it's the same spirit. You have to talk to him in order to find that out.
Okay.
That's why I said you're going to tell him. He looks exactly like somebody you know, but that person is dead. So it can't be him. But it is him in spirit, but it's not him in the flesh. It's a totally different being. But the essence and the spirit is the same. As you talk to him, things will start to click. I know I'm getting kind of heavy, but I want you to understand this guy. Things will start to click with him, and you're going to be amazed, like, oh, wow, yeah, I remember. Yeah, me and this other guy walked to the park like that and held hands. What?
Okay.
You're not going to ask him about his spirit. I'm letting you know so you know how to approach this man and work the situation. For both of you, not to your benefit or his, but for both of you. I'm telling you, the spirit is coming back because he wants one more time with you. He's not done. And it's good. I mean, it's all good. It's nothing bad. It's almost like an answer to your prayer.
Yeah.
But it's
going
to be up to you. So keep your eyes open while you're out. The next two weekends, while you're out enjoying festivities or whatever, end of the summer or beginning of autumn, whatever. But just keep your eyes open, okay?
All right. Well, would you please keep a prayer for me because I've been feeling really sick, you know, and that cough, but I'm going to do what you just said. Leave them cigarettes alone. I'm going to do that. My health is better. It is much better. I'm so thankful to Christ. I mean, people I run into say, girl, you are 60 years old? Yes. They don't believe it. So
that's
the only
good.
Thing, because I'm tired. I'm exhausted. You know, I really am just exhausted. By the end of the day, I'm like, I don't have any energy to do anything. But I will.
Two things for you, Gwendolyn. Number one, drink more and more water. The more water you drink, the better it will flush the system out. Plus, water is good for you. And the other thing, as far as the cigarette smoking, try, it may help, but it doesn't hurt to try, the vaporizers that are out now. I don't know if you've been interested or aware of those, but they have the vaporizers out that help people to quit smoking. It's just water and steam, that's all it is. There's no nicotine or anything of that. When you smoke it, it's just steam. but it seems to help people that try to quit smoking. So there's several products out, and I would just suggest that, you know, you kind of look at the products when you go to the store and decide. Some are more pricey than others depending on what you want. But just try that out and see. You know, maybe get an expensive one and try it out and see if that helps you to curtail the cigarettes. Okay?
Okay. Okay, I'll do that.
All righty.
I miss talking to you.
Thank you.
Sorry,
I just try to, the information that comes to me, pass it on. My angels are so good in my spirit, so I just try to pass it on. Keep
okay.
It
okay. Well, I really enjoy talking to you, and I kept saying, come on now, when is my turn? So I'm going to be calling you soon again.
Okay,
and I'll
well,
let you know if I ran into that gentleman.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Gwendolyn, for calling, and have a wonderful week, and be blessed, my dear.
You too.
Area code 301, you're on the line with Linus. Thank you for your patience. Who's this?
Hey there, Linus. This is Diamond.
Hi, Diamond. Ooh, what a nice name.
Thank you.
Like, what can I do for you today, Miss Diamond?
I want to talk to you about relationships and a couple of really brief things. One, I've been on my spiritual path very much alone. There wasn't anybody to lead me. It was just me and spirit. And now I'm coming out, and I really have this need and desire to feel connected. So there are two pieces that I feel like I'm missing and I want, and I have been inviting into my life. One, I want a spiritual parent, a mom or dad, someone that's further along the path than I am that can kind of look out for me and tell me, you know, maybe which way to go or give me some advice every now and then. Is there anything I can do or do you see that type of spiritual godfather or godmother that I may be able to link up with?
Yes, Diamond, you have a pen and a piece of paper because you'll need to write this down.
Yes, Linus, I'm ready.
Okay. The first thing I got was Angel Miriam. Miriam is an angel that you can go to with questions to guide you in the in your spirit journey. So write down the name Miriam. Miriam helps a lot of people. I'm also going to tell you who your two angels are that you're going to be able to call upon to assist you.
Okay.
I'm getting Mark, that's your male angel. Mark is from the 1800s, 1850s. He's a very distant relative of yours on your grandfather's side. Mark is very tall. This angel stands probably about 7 or 8 feet tall. And he's powerful. He is your protector angel. He is, when you're angry, go to him and talk to Mark.
Mm-hmm.
He's going to protect you spiritually and physically. If you get in harm's way and you call on Mark to protect you, something will stop right then at the blink of an eye. He's powerful. He's tall. Like I said, he's 7 or 8 feet tall. Now, the other angel I get is Mary. And, of course, she's a female, and she's a grandmother. She's also from the 1800s, but you know what? She's so dainty. I see a lot of lace all around her dress. Her dress, she has a collar around her neck that goes up, and it's all this lace and white clothing. Mary died at 59, and then she came back. Oh, you know Mary. You know her from another realm, for you came down here. You asked her to come in this realm with you. You just forgot. I mean, well, we don't always remember anyway when we're born, when we come in. But anyway, Mary is, you asked for her to come with you when you came back in this realm. You're just now connecting with her now. Like I said, she's an older woman. Mary's like a grandmother type. I would say.
Yes.
And she's short. She's only like about 4'11 or 5 feet. So I'm going to tell you about her. When you call on your angel Mary, you're going to feel like maybe something soft, or like whispery, go past your face, on your neck, or maybe like you might feel a warmness on your shoulder. That's her just letting you know she's there. It'll be a good feeling. It'll just be like, wow, that was sweet. What was that? You know, you can't hardly put a word on it, or either you'll feel like, wow, what a warm feeling. That's her. She's letting you know, I'm here. I'm here to be with you. That's what we made this vow before we left the other dimension to come here in this realm. So she's here with you. Now, her, when you sit down and if you're down or you're depressed or maybe you have a decision to make about something, you're not too certain. Because she's wise a lot of ways. Mary's very, very wise. Sit in your chair. Be comfortable. Take a deep breath, maybe three of them, and ask Mary to come in and start having a conversation with her. You will hear her either in your mind or in your ear.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
You call upon her. So she's that one. And, oh, wait, you got another one. You got a hysterically funny angel standing right behind you. Wow. I'm seeing him as a joker. In fact, he has a joker's costume on. You know the joker when you look at a deck of cards? The joker picture? Okay. He's standing right behind you, and I mean, he's just being so silly right now. He's dangling that little thing and hitting that wand and just laughing. Oh, my God, I can see him. He's standing behind you laughing. He's like, I got to raise the roof off. I mean, he really wants you just to fall out laughing until you laugh so until you just cry. You know how people just laugh and laugh until they're laughing so hard they're crying, like, stop it, stop it, you know. You damn near pee on yourself. He is your laughter. And all I got was Joker. Angels did not give me a name. They just said Joker. But he's your laughter to lift your spirit and make you smile about something. In other words, what he would do if, I'll give you an example. Say that you just walked into a store. And, you know, we speak, you know, like, oh, hi. You know, you don't know the person, say hi. And the person look at you like, I don't know why you saying hi. It ain't that kind of thing. And you're like, God, I was just being nice speaking. Say, Joker, I need to laugh. All of a sudden, you might see something and bust out laughing, and people will look at you like, what is she laughing at? Don't worry. It's just your angel Joker turning that.
Right. I do bust out laughing a lot of times with silly thoughts in my head. So I guess that's him.
That's him. So you got the Joker. You got Mary, the older woman. You have your protector.
Mark.
Mark, thank you, because, see, I forget. They tell me the angels, and I forget. And Miriam.
And
Miriam is like the teacher. You go to her and ask things, yes. Miriam's a teacher. Anything. Now, your protector, I'm going to tell you, I don't care where you're at, you can call on him right now in a moment's eye. It will stop. Mary, the short, older woman, when you're sitting down and you're comfortable. The Joker, anytime. Wherever you're at, he's there. And Miriam, when you want to, Miriam, use her for, like, you know, you might have more spiritual questions and answers to, then talk to her. And remember, always take a deep, when you're talking to Miriam and when you're talking to Mary, you want to take a deep breath and center yourself.
Okay.
So your spirit is quiet, soft, and you're like, okay, come on in. I'm ready to hear my answers now. You know, could you tell and say, Mary, would you come to me? I have some questions that I want to ask you. Then, you know, put your mind in that place. Same with Miriam. Call them to you. Call them to me, and they're right there. You'll feel the difference around your being. You'll know when these angels are present.
Okay. All right. Okay. Well, I'm going to have fun playing with that. Thank you very much, Linus.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Wait, before you go, I'm getting not knuckle or something. It's a girlfriend. and the angels are saying, kick her to the curb. I'm getting knuckle, not something like that with the N. But the angel said, kick her to the curb. I don't know what's going on between you and her, but you need to get the hell away from her. Okay? But it's with the N. I got knuckle.
Karina?
It's with the N.
I don't know. Okay.
I don't know if it's somebody you work with it or associate or whatever, but just stay away from around them. You don't need to be in their presence. Okay?
Okay, I'll think about that. Now, this is great. The other piece, though, that's also really important is somebody in the physical, so you know what's next, right? My beloved.
I can answer that.
Uh-oh, you can.
No, go to my site.
Okay. Okay. You've been a blessing, so I can't argue with that. Thank you very much, Linus. Love
you. You're welcome. Have a wonderful week. I know we can get involved, but I got to go. You're listening to Psychic Reading Sunday with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. That's 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Miss Nina is in there. So, yes, Miss Nina, I sure will. She's fussing at me. I got to move along faster. So, anyway, and the chat room is open, and Miss Nina is in there. Okay, so moving on. Next call, area code 720. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, this is Ivatar. Am I the ninth call?
No. Where'd he go? He just went off. Okay, let's go to the next person then. Okay, area code 225. You're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hey, Linus. This is Kim.
Hi, Kim. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Terrific. How can I help you today?
I have a question about relationship.
Okay.
And it's not a true relationship. It's just someone that I have been speaking with for a couple of months, talking, texting, meeting here and there. Just wondering what's going to come about of that.
Okay. Can I get just the first name, please?
Kent.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, Kent, K-E-N-T.
Okay. Thank you. He's a mellow type of fellow. He's good. Angel, oh boy. Angels are saying, marriage material, marriage material, marriage material. They're telling me that three times real quick.
Really?
Yeah, I'm hearing it. Marriage material, marriage material, marriage material. All righty then. Above board. When you guys talk, he will talk. He'll tell you the truth. If you ask him, he'll tell you the truth. He's not a liar. He'll let it be known. If you ask, just remember, when you ask him, he will tell you. So if it's something you don't want to know, don't ask.
Don't ask. Okay.
Yeah, but he will tell you, though. Wow, I just see light all around this man. Just nothing but encircled in white light. This is a good guy. Kent is good.
But what about us?
That's what I'm saying. That's what the angel showed me. The first three things they repeated, marriage material. If it's marriage material, that's you and him, right?
I'm just asking. I don't know.
Well, yes. You're asking me how the relationship is. How is the relationship going to go between you and this gentleman? And that's what I asked. And the first response the angels told me was marriage material three times. That answers your question. If you want to get married or looking to get married, there's your possibilities.
He is
right there with Kent.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, he's a good guy. He'd be a good husband, good father. I see all this. I'm telling you, I see nothing but this man encased in bright light. That's a blessing. Man, how many women we'd love to see men that we want to be with in bright lights. He's a good guy. All I'm going to tell you is that that's your husband, if that's what you want. He's there to be there.
Go for it.
Yes, ma'am.
I just don't know
and
if he's
the communication
to me. I don't
I'm
know
sorry?
If he's attracted to me. I don't know if he's attracted to me. Like, we do speak, but I don't know if there's any attraction.
So make it happen. Make it happen. I'm going to tell you like Star Trek. Make it so. Okay? We traveling. Make it so, Kim. I told you about the man. All you need to do is step up and do your part as a woman. Okay.
Okay. So is he attracted?
Yeah, he's attracted to you. He's attracted to you. Now you do your part to make that attraction even stronger.
Okay, I'll work on it.
You sound very doubtful and hesitant. Why are you hesitant about this man?
Because we haven't, it's like we talk and then we don't talk, and we talk and then we don't talk.
Communications. Communicate with this man with understanding, okay? Which means you have to be fair to yourself as well to him. So just have good communication. And if you two don't if you don't understand something he says or he doesn't understand what you said, maybe, might feel like feelings got hurt or whatever, ask each other. Ask each other. You know how to communicate. Ask him, you know, like, oh, did I say something to offend you? You got quiet. And the same he will of you. Like I said, if you ask him, he'll tell you the truth. He's not a liar.
Oh, but I know he will.
you just realize, excuse me, that when you ask this question, you know, it's going to get an answer to the best of his ability. Anyway, Kim, I got to move on. I hope I was able
okay.
to help you. And congratulations.
You.
Call me when you get married.
Thank you. Bye.
You're welcome. Area code 337, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Candace. How are you?
Hi, Candace. How are you doing?
I am great. Well, I was wanting to know about do you see me meeting my soulmate, a twin flame, soon?
I'll tell you what I'm picking up off of you, you want to tell somebody off so bad it's almost got you with your teeth gritting. Am I right?
Yeah.
Yeah, because I can feel it. It's almost like I want to punch my screen in front of me. I'm like, oh, Lord. Okay. Stop wearing your heart on your sleeve.
Okay.
I'm looking for, You know what? Angels are telling me you have a choice of men if you want to go out. You're a good-looking woman. You got a good personality, but you may be a little bit too kind and too forgiving. I'm not going to say too forgiving. Forgive me, God. Too kind and let some things go when you shouldn't. You should react. So sometimes people take your kindness for weakness, and they shouldn't because that's not how you put it there, and that's not how it was meant, Candace. But other people will take it that way, you know. So I just want you to step up for Candace, just step up for yourself. Now, as far as men, Angel said you have no problem dating or getting a man. That's not the problem. You're looking for a strong relationship. I'm going to tell you, you're going to have to look outside your race to find that. Now, that may not have been something you wanted to hear, but outside your race is there. It is.
And you know what? I'm open to it. I'm open to it. You know,
okay, good.
Yeah, I'm
because I see somebody outside of your race that you'll have a relationship with. So, and this person is going to honor and respect you. Okay, you'll know, because like I said, there's quite a few guys, but This guy you'll know, and I'll tell you why, by the way that he speaks to you. Instead of, you know how people, you meet a guy or something and you go on a date like, oh, yeah, you want to go to dinner, you want to go to the show, you know, you want to go for a walk or something like that. This guy isn't going to say that. He's like, well, what's your goals for the next 5 years? What do you think of the politics in the nation right now? And you're going to be like, huh?
And see, that's the stuff I'm always asking somebody. And
that's
and
your guy.
Wow.
Okay. So when you hear that conversation, that's him. Okay?
Wow. That's some deep stuff.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yes, ma'am. So. Him. And whoever this got you mad, Candace, just pray about it. Give it to God. Let go, let God. Go on your way. Don't let it bother you. And for God's sake, don't hold things inside that you're going to end up with an ulcer. Just let it go.
You know what it is?
Give it to God.
It's basically, it's kind of like unfinished business. Not to say it's anything dealing with, you know, it's somebody that just like kind of for weakness and is not like man enough to come at me to get things straight. And it was somebody I had a really, really strong connection with. And it was somebody that it was a strong connection, it was a very strong connection. It was something beyond I ever had with anybody. And the way this person did me, it was just like I took it at a point that I was like, you know what? And I told the person a piece of my mind, but it was unfinished business because it was like, you know, how dare you? It's so much deeper than that. I wish that I can tell you.
No. I can feel it. You don't even have to tell me. I can feel it. This is why I told you. Let go and let God. You say a prayer. Ask God to bless him, that you've learned whatever he needed to show you, and you're moving on. And God bless you. You know, you learned the lesson. You moved on. And just turn it over to God. And like, you know, I'm ready for something better. This going to match me and be with me. Yeah, that's all, you know. You just thank him and bless him and move on. Let go, let God. Honey, can't nobody whoop your ass like God or the universe, okay?
Oh,
we may have guns and knives and weapons on this earth. But when you let the universe or God get into it, can't whoop you no worse. Whoop you way worse.
And more than anything, I'm kind of, you know, the fact that I am a kind person and people always took that as a weakness kind of thing, gang.
Sorry for butting in here, but could we keep it to one question, please, callers?
Could you
area code 720 next, as they were the one that was cut off, and they need. Okay.
Okay.
Yes, I'm so sorry.
All right, Candace, I'm gonna have to let you go. Thank you though for calling.
What number was?
Okay, I don't have 720 up here.
I will bring them up then, Lana.
Well, there it is. I see. Okay, here we go. 720, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Vivitar. How are you?
Fine. Vivitar?
Vivitar. IVVATAR. Vivitar.
Isitar. Oh, okay.
How are you?
Okay, fine. And you, go ahead.
I have a question about collectibles. I've been collecting for a long time, and I've had situations where I've gone and taken items and appraised them for me. And last month I went somewhere and I can't seem to find honest people that's going to tell me what some of the items that I have that are what they're worth. That's what my question is about. And do you see me being able to connect with somebody that will be honest and tell me, really give me an honest opinion about the appraisal?
You want to go to a reputable... Is it glassware that you have?
Well, yes, the piece that I took last month is the vase, and I took
okay,
a
that's
little,
what I thought. You okay, that's yeah. fine. What you want to do, Ishar, is go to a reputable I can see the shop, I'm not calling it, antique. There we go. A reputable
okay.
antique shop, and I would go to at least three.
Okay.
Three different ones. Before you let your item go, go to three different
mm-hmm.
ones and let them tell you what they would give you for it. Then come home and decide which one you want to go to do your business.
Oh,
but I
okay.
see three choices, so three different ones. And also, I'm seeing a department store. If you take that to a department store, that piece, and show them, I see you asking if there's a place or they know of someone that would be interested in this particular vase or piece that you have. You know,
mm-hmm.
if you go into, say, like a Macy's or Nordstrom's, and you go to the section where they sell that type of dinnerware, you don't want to buy anything. You're just taking your piece there to ask, do they know? Because you'd be surprised sometimes, even though that's a retail, who they buy their stuff from or who they may know that might be looking for certain pieces, right?
Yeah, I was looking for some place that would refer me, you know, somebody that does business for auctions. That's what I would be looking for, somebody that would, you know, say the antique shop, they have auctions or they know of auctioneers and give you the value, what they think the value of it would be at auction.
Okay, now the other thing I'm going to suggest to you is like a commercial, Angie's List. I would go into that on the computer and find out who auctioneers and find out
mm-hmm.
in your community or your city. But Angie's List is very reputable, and it's through Better Business Bureau, so I would check with them. I'm not coming up with any particular place for you to
mm-hmm.
go to other than to tell you that the angel said go to three different places to get estimates
okay.
on that. Okay, and don't forget the retail outlet as well.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, then. Thank you so
okay.
much. I wasn't the nice caller.
No, you weren't.
Okay.
But thank you, Ishar, for calling.
You're welcome.
Have a wonderful week. Oh, thank you, thank you. Okay, now let me go back up. Okay, now you're listening to Sunday's Psychic Reading. Sorry, I was looking up at the clock. Psychic Reading Sundays with Linus on the Essence of Success Radio Network. That phone number is area code 646-727-2914. The chat room is open, and Miss Nina is your moderator in there. Okay, area code 856. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Laura. Thanks for taking my call.
Okay, Laura. Miss Nina, is she our ninth caller? Miss Nina. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I think you're the ninth caller. Let me check. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay. Yes, I believe you are. So, Laura, you're our ninth caller. Congratulations.
Yes, she is. Yes, she is.
Yay.
I would, you know. Congratulations, Laura. If you stay on the line after Lannis asks you your question, I will get your information from you.
Okay, thank you.
You're most welcome. All right, Miss Laura, what's your question for me?
My question, Lannis, is do you see me meeting anybody, my twin flame, anytime in the near future?
You met him once already when you were 17. When you were 17, you met him then. Let's see if he's who's coming up, if he's coming up again. At 25. Wow.
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, he came again at 25. Well, that's two times. I don't normally see that. It's twice this guy. Let's see if he's trying to come back again. He will show up again. Not saying you're going to wait, but at 50, he will show up. That'll be his last time.
I am 50.
Okay. Well, he's going to show up at 50, and this is the last time. He showed up in your life at 17, at 25, and this is the last time he's going to show up. So,
I don't want to miss him.
Let's see. You know what? He works in paint, like Sherwin Paints or something like that. He works for a paint store. I'm seeing Sherwin Paints. He works there. In fact, he manages it. He manages a store.
Do you have a name?
He's a Capricorn or a Taurus. Recently widowed, like 3 years. He was widowed his wife passed 3 years ago. He's got thinning hair on top, kind of medium built, brilliant mind. He has a brilliant, brilliant mind. What else, angels? The angel said, go on to Sherwin Paint Store and you'll see him. That's funny to me. Okay, because he works at a Sherwin Williams Paint Store. He's the manager. He's got two grown girls. He has two daughters that are grown. I'm telling you about this man. You're asking about your twin flame. I hope you're writing this down because I'm going to go to the next call. So
all right, I'm writing it.
Okay, he's a manager at Sherwin Paint Store. He has two grown daughters. His wife died 3 years ago. This is his third time trying to meet with you. In his essence, this is third time, so you definitely want to connect with him this time, Laura. Yep, that's all I'm getting. That's all
Lorna,
I'm getting.
But I wasn't living in this area when I was 17 or 25. I was living in a completely different state.
I didn't know that the essence and spirit had to be in one certain place.
I don't know how that works. Okay.
It doesn't matter. The spirit and the essence of a person, you evidently didn't acknowledge him at 17, and you didn't acknowledge him at 25. Wherever you were in your life at that time, he was there, but you didn't acknowledge it, and you didn't acknowledge him at 25. The next time is 50. You say you're 50 now. This is your last time to acknowledge your twin flame after this, and you're on your own. It'll be somebody else. You'll have somebody in your life, but it won't be him. So that's why I'm telling you, you know, go to the – check around the Sherwin Williams paint store.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. I'm going to be 51 in October, so I don't have much time to meet him, I guess.
No, it's not about that. He's 50. It doesn't matter that you're getting ready to turn 51. You're 50 now. You know, things can change in the wink of an eye. You only have to believe. Don't look at your age. Look at what can I accomplish between now and then. See you at the paint store.
Thanks,
Laura. You have a wonderful week. And stay on the line now because, Nina's going to get with you, so stay on the line. Okay. Area code 903, you're on the line with Linus. Who's this?
Thank you for taking my call. My name is Terry.
Terry?
Terry, T as in Tom.
Oh, Carrie, I'm sorry. Okay. Well, let's see, 903. 903 is Carrie. All right, Miss Carrie, how can I help you today?
I've been widowed now a couple of years, and I was wondering, do you see any companionship or partner or life partner still yet in my future?
Yes, your husband pushing for this guy to come forward. He loves this guy. Brian, Ben, Julius. Oh, my God, that's a weird name. Julius. Who else are you telling me? That's it? Okay. I'm sorry. As you're talking, your husband came in, and he's pushing for these men. I got whatever I told you, those three names. I remember Julius, Ben, and Brian. Okay. Uh-huh. When I say that your husband is pushing, is that in the spiritual realm, he sees these three guys would be wonderful for you, and he knows that they would make you happy and give you what you want spiritually, mentally, and physically. So I don't know where these three men are at. That the name.
I was
going to
ask for the phone number. Yeah.
I just got Brian. I had to write it down while he was talking to me. Brian, Ben, and Julius. That's an odd name. But anyway, you know what? I'm going to tell you this. When you pray at night, tell your husband that's passed on, and say, look, would you show me the three guys? I know you're trying to help me out. I know you're trying to help me with companionship and continue on with my life. Linus already gave me three names, but you need to show me what direction do I need to go, uptown, downtown, country, where? And you'll hear him. You will hear him.
Oh,
he'll tell you here.
I'm real angry with him still. I'm very angry with him, and I don't call upon him for anything. When I do talk to my dead husband, I tell him how mad I am for he leave me.
Okay. Carrie, forgive him.
Uh-huh.
And forgive yourself. Carrie, forgive him. Forgive yourself. Tell him you always love him. He's always loved you. He's doing this on the other side to make you happy. So he knows that you're angry with him. He's
mm-hmm.
sending these three guys so that you can be happy again. So don't be angry with him, okay? He sees things on the other side that he didn't see here. So forgive him and forgive yourself as well. But ask him. He on the other side is different, honey, than here on this earth. And he'll just tell him, give me the direction, which way should I go to meet these guys? And he will tell you.
Okay. I'll try it.
So don't be angry. You got too much love in your heart for that. You're just bitter, and I understand that, but don't. Okay?
I wasn't ready for him to go. I wasn't ready for him to die. So. And he was a smoker, and he didn't have to be.
I know, but now that's over with. Now he's on the other side where he can help you. He knows He knows what he did, and that's okay. Forgive him. God forgive him. You better forgive him. God's got more power than you, huh? God's allowing him to come back into your life in order that you find these three different men that you have choices to love you. I think that's a beautiful thing.
That is
beautiful.
A cool thought, yes.
It's
thank
more
you.
Than a
thank
thought.
You for the information. Thank you.
Oh, you're most welcome. You talk to him. Forgive him and have a nice conversation. You'll be surprised. Don't get scared when he starts talking to you. You'll hear him in your thoughts. Okay?
Uh-huh. Okay.
All right. Okay. He's sorry, too. Believe me. He's sorry, too. Well, thank you for calling, Carrie. All right. Let's move on. You have a wonderful week, Miss Carrie. Have a wonderful, wonderful week. Okay, area code 716. You're on the line with Linus on Psychic Reading Sundays. Who's this?
Hi, Linus. This is Audrey. How are you?
Hi, Audrey. How you doing?
Good. I talked to you about a week and a half ago. Now I'm back from vacation.
All right.
So I wanted to see if you see Sean coming back anytime soon.
Sean.
Sean.
From where? Is this from England?
No, he's from Buffalo. He's in the same state that I'm in.
Oh, okay. Oh, you just want to know, is he going to be coming down to visit you?
No, we live in the same state. It's just when I left, we, you know, had a little, I told him what I wanted, and I just want to see if he's going to come back and continue our relationship.
Oh, okay. So the question is your relationship going to continue? Okay.
Yeah.
Had to narrow it down. Okay. let's see. Well, yeah, I see Sean driving to your house.
Okay.
Yep. I see what it is. Y'all just need to communicate. You know, I feel a softness about this guy. Like,
yeah.
You know, he doesn't like confrontation or arguing and stuff. He's soft like Jell-O, kind of. But
yeah.
I see him driving to your house. Yeah, but yeah, he has a softness about him. I don't see your relationship breaking up. I see him driving to your house. Like, he might be at your house Sunday evening, this evening. And it's unexpected. It's a surprise visit. Oh, see, look, he's coming to your house to apologize about something. And also to take you out. He's going to take you out to dinner and apologize for something. He really likes you. God, I feel like Sally Field. He really likes you. He likes me.
Yeah. We have a really special bond. It's just that he has a mess, like, you know, a mess in his life that he has to take care of. And, you know, I put my foot down. And, you know, he has to decide.
Well, yep, and he knows that. Well, you guys keep communicating. This is good. He feels so bad. He's coming to your house this evening. You should see him this evening. To apologize, you know, we take you out to eat and apologize. But, no, you're right. Hold your ground. You know you're correct, and you know you're doing what's right. It's just, you know, for him, and he will. Just, he's torn. The guy really does like you, but, you know, he's got to clean up his drama. So when he comes to you, it's correct. Am I right? Validate me, sister. Validate me. All right. When it comes to you, it's a clear slate, ain't no problems, ain't nothing following him, ain't nothing circling him. It's Audrey and Sean, period.
Right. So. I'm just hoping it's the right decision and, you know, we can take
you on. Yeah, he will. He doesn't want to lose you, believe me. So, hey, he knows he's got to step up to the plate, take care of business, because he doesn't want to lose you. So, when he comes by tonight, tell him it's still the same old, it has not changed. You know what you need to do, but thank you for the dinner.
You're so funny. I love you, Lennis.
Thank you for
You're
the
great.
Dinner and the kiss and the hug and the apology, because he is going to apologize to you. So, yeah. Yep.
All right. Thank you, Lennis, so much. I'll call you back and let you know what happened.
Okay, and stick to your guns now. You're doing what's right, so stick to your guns. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
I have the best word.
Women in life have to value themselves and respect themselves enough.
Yeah, amen.
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 All right, girl, thank you.
You're welcome. Have a wonderful week. Have a wonderful
you
week,
too.
Audrey. Thank you for calling. Okay, area code 415, you're on the line with Lennis. Who's this?
Hi, this is Jenny. I'm glad you took my call. We're so close to the end of the show.
Oh, yeah. A lot of deep questioning things today. But anyway, that's okay.
Yeah.
So what can I do for you, Miss Jenny?
So, love on my mind, attracting in a partner, and I've been having dreams about it lately, and I haven't thought about it in a really long time, so I'm just wondering what's going on and when this guy will appear, and yeah, let's see what you say.
Okay, well, the first thing I got, Jenny, as you were talking, there's a woman that's crazy about you, too. Wow. She's thrown hits at you quite a few times. She likes you a lot for a relationship, so I'm going to tell you that. And she's a good
no
person,
idea.
But be careful. She's kind of like stalking you in a way. You know what I mean? It's like, it's kind of creepy in a way, but.
I don't know who that would be. I just started getting out of my house, so I've been very slow for a long time.
Okay, well, just hear what I'm telling you. There is a woman that's been watching you. And like I said, I'm feeling like a little creepy, like a stalker, but she really likes you. Even if you don't know her, just watch yourself around women, especially anybody that shows you too much attention. You can tell them, back off, that's not me. But just to let you know, so I hope you wrote that down, remember it, so you don't go somewhere
okay.
and say, oh, God, there's a new friend. No, that's not what that kind of friendship is. Okay. Now, what guy is coming? Let's see. You know what? I see a guy in a wheelchair. He's paralyzed from the waist down.
No. Well, I was just looking at a video of a guy that a woman who married a guy in a wheelchair. Isn't that interesting? Maybe that's what you're picking up. I was wondering why.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, that's
I don't know. Yeah.
Put your mind blank. Put your mind blank because
okay.
I'm touching your spirit. So you just watching it. I'm telling you.
Well, I had questions for
Let's see. Jenny, I'm not picking up a guy.
All right, that's fair enough.
Yeah, I'm not picking. You know what I see? I'm going to be honest with you. I see a black slate board. There's nothing there. But when you started talking, that woman, they showed me her right away. Now I'm looking for the man for you, but they're not showing me any male at all, just a black board with nothing on it. So maybe it's not time. Maybe there's something within you. You need clarity. Maybe be more clear about what you want in a man or what you're looking for in a man. And
or maybe I'm not supposed to know. I think probably that I'm not supposed to know. I think I'm probably not supposed to know.
Huh. Okay. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not picking up anything right now, but you're more than welcome to call next week or either go to my website, theessenceofsuccess.com. At the top of the page, click on intuitive reading, and, you know, we can do a private reading, maybe get into it a little bit deeper. But right now, I'm not seeing anything, okay?
Are there any other messages that are popping up? Any other topic?
Nope. One question.
All right, I waited an hour for nothing.
No. Thank you, what's your name, Jenny, for calling. You didn't wait an hour for nothing, honey. You found out there's a woman around you that's a stalker. Okay, area code 678, you're on the line with Linus. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes, you're on. Who's this?
Hi, I'm Tamitra. I'm sorry.
Oh, that's okay. Hi, Tamitra. Thank you for being patient. How can I help you today?
Well, I want to see what my love forecast looks like.
Okay. You have a guy's first name?
Anthony.
Okay. Tamitra and Anthony. Okay. Ooh, he kind of bossy, ain't he?
Little. <Love. laughs>
What do I see? He's wearing these chains around his neck. Is he a hip hopper, a rapper, or something?
No.
I see all this jewelry hanging around his neck. Not a lot, but you know, a couple of. Him as a hip hop. Okay. He doesn't always act his age. Now it's becoming clear. Okay. Bless his heart. He's young at heart, but old on the outside. But inside, he's young at heart. Well, there's nothing wrong with that. He likes to go and do things, but he's not like the energetic bunny. You know, like if you guys went out this weekend, that would be nice, but next weekend he may not want to go out. Or either if you went out Friday, he's not going to want to go out Saturday. So, I mean, but he would go out. He would do things with you, yes. But he's not like a person you say always want to be in the streets. He's not that kind of person. He likes to cook because he likes to eat. He enjoys, when you're cooking, I see him like he would be in the kitchen helping you to cook. He doesn't mind helping. Anthony's got a bad foot. Is it the right one? Not elephantitis, but I see something wrong with his foot. It swells up sometime really bad. Does he have diabetes? Is he a diabetic?
No.
I don't know. I'm picking that up from the swelling in the foot. I don't know. Anyway, he's there with you right now?
No.
Okay. Well, I'm not getting anything bad about the relationship. I just feel he likes to live young at heart. He might have a couple of health issues. Like I said, I could be diabetic. He's okay. He's a companionship, yes. I think you two would enjoy each other, companionship. To go out and visit, be with friends, do a few things, yeah. For life, marry this guy, I'm not picking that up yet. But for right now, I'm not picking up anything bad, and although I'm not picking up anything extra, extra good, but, you know, other than him being a little bossy, other than that, enjoy your relationship.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, I don't see anything bad, but do tell him to check his health, though. I really feel he's diabetic, but he doesn't do the things all the time he should be doing. You know, kind of gets off his diet or what have you. But anyway. Okay. Well, okay. Well, thank you, Tamicha. Wish you and Anthony the very best.
All right.
Okay. Thank you, everybody, for joining me today on Psychic Reading Sunday with your girl, Lennis. I want to do a special shout out too at this time to my manager of the Essence of Success Radio Network, Nina. She works so hard every Sunday in the chat room, and I just want to give her a hand clap for an outstanding job. She always does so well, and also lets me know who the ninth caller is. So, you know, I just want you guys in the chat room, hey, high five to my girl Nina, okay? She works hard in here to do her very best, and I appreciate it. And I want y'all to appreciate it, too. And she keeps me straight, okay? Now, for the rest of the callers, 678-917 and 780, I'm so sorry I'm not able to get with you. Please call in early next week. And 678, in fact, I write it down now, 678-917. Call in early next week, and I'll make sure your two calls will be the first ones up, okay? And I thank you so much for your patience, everybody, and calling in. And I hope I was able to help you and give you good guidance and on the right path. And when I validate the information, call back in and let us know, okay? Thank you again. Have a good Have a good week. Look at me. I got so excited. I'm playing the wrong song going out. And it still wants to continue to play. Stop, stop, stop. There we go. I tell you. It's a good day in the neighborhood, y'all. A good day. Now, there we go. That's the music I want to hear. Yeah. Hey, my new system worked pretty good today, huh? Hot dog. Guys, 13-12. That makes me happy. Okay. Thank you all again, and have a wonderful, wonderful week. And don't forget, the new moon is tomorrow, the 25th. Write out your stuff, okay? And be good to each other. Y'all, please remember to smile.